I understand. I'm Detective Johnson with the Sheriff's Office. I was stopping by to see what you heard, what you saw about last night.
You want to come? I can grab my husband, too.
Okay.
Do you want to come in?
Sure, that whatever's most convenient for you. It's a little chilly outside,
though. Yeah, it's warm. Did you guys arrest him? Or did
he's everything's taken care of with him, yes.
Okay.
Morning. Sorry to wake you up again. I was a detective at the sheriff's office.
Okay.
Detective Johnson. I'm just checking to see what you saw, what you heard, what was going on last night.
We didn't see much. It was 99.9% all audio. So the only time I saw him at all was we were just kind of on the patio. We saw him walk up and then back. Never even saw a face. It was kind of dark at that point anyways.
Okay.
But most of it was all just kind of her. A lot of just...
Did he have anything in his hands? Any...
Couldn't see at that point.
Okay.
It didn't look like it.
Do you know who he is?
He's lived here for a while. I've never seen him personally.
Okay.
Yeah, me neither. When we went to the store at like 7:45, when we got back around 8:30, the cops and stuff were already here.
Okay.
And like we saw a couple other people, residents and stuff, hanging outside. So I was kind of standing on the balcony, but it was just all mother effer and... charge at me.
A lot of threats.
Yeah, a lot of threats.
Like, what kind of threats was he saying?
I'm gonna fucking kill you. Come charge at me.
Who was he telling that to?
I think they kind of...
Was that before... Let's back this up. Was that before or after the police were here?
During,
and then I guess some left and a couple remained, but they kind of backed around the corner.
Yeah,
so
there
they
was
weren't,
three out
so,
here.
And we... He wasn't... It wasn't a two-way conversation. He was just yelling and not getting any response until they saw he had a knife, I guess.
Yeah, telling him to get off. This is private property. Get off my lawn. This is my property. And then I actually had stepped out and I closed the balcony door and he heard it. And he's like, see, even the other people are closing doors in your faces and ranting about his military service and... something about he was going to talk to their commanding chief, and you don't know who I am.
He wasn't being particularly coherent.
No,
it was just a lot of, and I think he even threatened the cops at one point.
By threatening the cops,
I think he said, "I'll shoot you." Right. I know he said, "I'll kill you."
He said, "I'll kill you" multiple times.
Okay,
just a lot of profanity-ridden nonsense.
A lot of doors and windows slamming.
Okay. Any previous history with this guy or anything?
Not personally. I mean, I know probably a month and a half ago. Same thing. I think I came back from like a gym or something, and there was a lot of police vehicles out here, and it was the same thing. And then I think a couple years ago, the same thing.
Not a couple years. Within the last year, there was one night we just thought he had been drinking and maybe like was fighting with his girlfriend or something. But again, it was a lot of slamming doors, opening and closing the doors.
At all hours of the night, too.
Yeah, like yelling.
So she's the next one over, right?
Yeah, he's directly. Where he was at on his patio, our bedroom window is right 5 feet away from there. So we had
if you want to go look, you can look.
I saw from the outside.
Yeah, it's super.
So anytime he goes off, we're probably getting the.
Yes. Do you have your ID with you by chance?
And I know at one point I heard a lady trying to talk to him too.
Okay.
I don't know if it was that was.
I didn't hear that at all.
No, he was sleeping. It was close to midnight, maybe even after midnight.
water quality.
Okay.
But not for long. I'm waiting to hear back on a job interview, so I want to last week.
Good luck with that.
Thank you. Let's say that. I'm excited.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.